Oh, wow. Always just 5 minutes away from the truth. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. And why is that happening right now? Because it's 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the traditional time at which we always begin this show, the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this wacky committee. And I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking ginger may again today. Although this leaf is starting to wimp out. It's, I'm on my fifth infusion or so, I think. And I don't think there's many more left in this leaf. Can you hear that business outside the door?
Who's out there? Yes, are you a baby?
Yes, there's a baby outside the door, which means we gotta do some kitty stuff here pretty damn quick. But before that happens, we gotta listen to some numbers. So let's ask our favorite numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316. Number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. But thank God that's over. We gotta go out and see what is up with the cat doing all these crazy yangs. Hi! Hello! What are you yanging about? What are you giving me so much yangy business about?
I'm double to you too.
So now that we're standing here doing nothing, what are we gonna do? Oh, we're gonna go up the stairs. And don't tell me you want more kitty water because I already filled it up for you once. So I'm walking into the kitchen because I think I know what the cat wants. And we'll start up some water. And the cat comes walking in the other door of the kitchen. And she says...
What do kitties say?
Kitties say, give me the damn water and shut up. So, I'm pouring out the old kitty water. The kitty water that's been, you know, in the cup for 20 minutes. And I'm replacing it with fresh kitty water. Putting it on the ground for my baby because somebody is just so fluffy. Oh God. So now I'm going back downstairs so we can get into some business. My cat's probably gonna follow me down here in 2 minutes and then we'll have to do some kitty business and we'll never get around to some dubious goals committee. But you never know. Oh yeah, and here we go. Hi. Pippa has arrived, so as I sit down, you want to get in the kitty pit? You want to do some kitty business? Of course we want to do some kitty business. Oh my goodness. Okay, you're on the wrong side of the blanket. You're under the blanket. You need to be on the blanket. We learned the difference, remember?
Yes, because we're smart kitties. We go to kitty school.
Yeah, there you go. Get your fluffy kitty butt in there. Oh my God, it's such a task. Every day, what are you... Okay, don't attack the cords. Okay, yeah, you're so crazy. Yeah, look at you, you're a crazy face baby. So yeah, I have a cat. Everybody knows that by now. Hello, Peppa, what are you doing? Oh, we're just being weird and being crazy kitty businesses. Oh boy, so yeah, it looks like I'm going to be doing cat stuff here for a while. Pippa's already got her head tucked in under my knee. Hi, yeah. Oh, did I say your name and you recognized your name and so you had to look up and you got distracted from doing kitty business? Oh, I'm sorry. Get back in there. Do some kitty business. So I guess that's what I'm doing today. I'm doing kitty business support. That's my job. Yeah, and what do I get compensated with for this beautiful job that I'm doing? Am I getting paid in cash? Hell no. I myself am on a barter system.
We've got a barter system, right?
And so I gotta be a cat bartender and do all these cat jobs and all this kitty business. And what am I getting out of it in trade?
Banana-na-na.
Yeah, a banana-na-na.
Banana-na.
Sometimes a banana-na, but that's less often. Usually I just get...
Banana-na-na.
A banana-na-na-na-na-na. And suddenly I get the feeling that I'm not going to be doing much today. Yeah, hi, Peppa. Peppa has to hold my hand down on the ground now because I don't know if I'm not petting her right or what the problem is, but... I don't know. I'm feeling kind of down today. I don't feel like doing anything. I'm not that sluggish, but I don't know. I got no motivation. I kind of slept okay. I ate a delicious breakfast of pepperoni and waffles. And I don't know. My brain just doesn't seem to be in gear. What do I feel like doing today? I don't know. How am I gonna do something and think of a thing to do? And do I have food? Yeah, I have some food. I've got sandwich stuff, so I've got, you know, the Black Forest ham and the baby Swiss cheese and the Roma tomato. My lettuce, make me a sandwich. I got one more bread. I can make a sandwich. That's what I'll probably do. I don't know. But if there's any questions I have to ask, there's only one that keeps going over and over in my mind, and that is, what is my problem?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, but I just remembered something that I need to update you about. Something from last week. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember last week when I was inventing and successfully creating my copper sulfate pen so I could go around and, you know, make good art or make pre-existing art even better. Oh, I'm so community-minded. I'm so public service-oriented. Well, anyway, after I made my copper sulfate solution, I had a little bit left over. I had, I don't know, like 2 or 3 milliliters left over. And I let that sit in the little cup that I had it dissolved in. And I let it evaporate out, and I got some big blue crystals. And when I say big, they're about, you know, 5 or 6 millimeters on a side. But they look neat, and they're a lovely color, so we have some nice blue crystals, huh, Peppa? Yes, we do. So I guess I'm just going to scrape them out of the cup and put them back into my jar of copper sulfate crystals? I don't know. That's just... it's craziness. Anyway, I can't think of anything to tell you. I'm blank today, so we're going to go to some music a little bit early. Not that early, but whatever. And we're going to do something really weird today. I hope you are prepared for this one. Because we're going with Uncle Ted today. Yeah, last night I sort of remembered his song Free For All. I don't remember what it was. Basically, it was about midnight. I'm standing up in front of the sink, probably making tea. And I just sort of thought to myself, got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. And then I thought, hey, that's what we should do. We should listen to some Ted Nugent on Dubious Goals Committee. So that's what we're going to do. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Ted Nugent, the right-wing weirdo bubble. This is not a political show. And whereas... I don't agree with Ted Nugent's political stance completely 100%. I respect the man as a musician. And then let me tell you why.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free-for-all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I. It's in the air tonight. I see you there with your shy grin, and I got my eyes on you.
it's a fever all.
I just messed it up. Come back, Ted. There he is. It's the end of the song. Nobody cares. All right. That was Ted Nugent with Free For All. I remember the first time I ever heard that song. It was so long ago, back in the olden days when I was in elementary school. And I laughed and laughed. And yes, it's true. I do sort of like Ted Nugent. And I know what you're thinking, oh, Tobe, he's a right-wing gun nut. Well, yeah, I don't care. The only real problem that I have with Ted Nugent is that he seems to enjoy killing animals for fun. And I don't really think that needs to happen. But, you know, some people can do that if they want. They're not going to kill them all. Are they, Peppa? No. So, you know, I kind of let, you know, the Nuge do whatever he wants. He's still Uncle Ted. He can still play guitar. So, oh, Peppa's moving. All right, that means I can shift. Oh, that's great. So, here we are. Oh, what else was I going to say about Ted Nugent? I can't remember. Oh, you know, he's a guy. He plays guitar. And the reason I sort of let Ted Nugent be is because I just love his attitude. He doesn't care what anybody else thinks. He has his own opinions, and he lets people know what they are. Okay, yeah, you can do that. This is America. Do whatever. Still, there's going to be those people out there who are thinking, oh, Tobe played Ted Nugent. I'm not going to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee anymore. Well, what would you rather have? When in doubt, I whip it out. Got me a rock and roll band, it's a free-for-all. Or would you rather have B-A-N-A-B-A-B-A? How do I spell ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? You asked for it, you got it. It's time to do the Banana Cha-Cha. Mama, banana, yeah, 진짜 많아.
Okay. Yeah, that's a real thing, the banana cha-cha. Why does it keep happening? I don't know. Why is anything anything? Oh, I hope I don't snap. I'm in a very strange mood today. I really feel like I need to scrub my brain now with get all that banana cha-cha out of it. I don't know about you, but we're going to need something to cleanse the palate. What's it going to be? And when I say cleanse the palate, I mean scrub it to death. Maybe sterilize it. Problem at the end there. It's a filter breakdown. That is, of course, the new Yardbirds. We like to call them Led Zeppelin. I don't know if that's going to be enough. Is anything ever enough? Is anything ever enough? Oh, geez, probably not. And it all comes down to the fact that you can't find anything that's going to start to work even before you begin to wipe. There is a critical work to wipe ratio involved here.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
What?
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
Well, I guess I was wrong about that. Geez, I guess there are products out there that start to work before I even begin to wipe. Oh, and speaking of the Cameron family, and in case you didn't know, that young boy's voice you just heard was none other than Kirk Cameron. Yeah, Kirk Cameron from that 80s show. Which show was that? I don't know. I didn't even watch it. But speaking of the Cameron family, oh my God, guess what's on? I know you already know. You're thinking, Tobe, it's July. That means the Hallmark Channel has nothing to put on their channels except for Christmas movies. That's right. Once again, it's Christmas in July on the Hallmark Channels, starring Candace Cameron, yeah. sister to the legendary Kirk Cameron. Oh, yeah. It's Christmas in July. I feel bad that Hallmark only has 6 months worth of movies. Now, it's because they have two channels. If they only had one channel, they'd have a year worth of movies, and they could play all their Christmas crap from October 1st to January 15th like they do every year. And then they could go back to their regular programming. But no, they have to have two channels. They have to have two channels, and they leave their greasy mess everywhere. And boy, are you gonna get it.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
How about a quick kick to the head, Kirk? Yeah. What the hell is wrong with these kids who are referring to their mother as our mother? What kids say things like, oh, our mother is about to pull up. Oh, our mother is entering right now. Our mother, our mom. Why don't they just say mom? Mom's pulling up. Right? We know which mom it is. It's their mom. It's not like we can't figure it out from context. Oh my God. What stupid little greasy 1981 children. Well, you're gonna get it now. Look at this greasy mess you
left
here.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Hey, baby. You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Ancient Chinese secret.
That is correct. Whether or not anybody has girlfriend Vietnam is an ancient Chinese secret. Okay, I think I'm going to need some lighter fare and maybe some Bootsy. The name is Bootsy, baby. So let's go with something like Delight. Groove is in the heart. Because we get some Bootsy out of this. And Toa Tay.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
Satisfaction when we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, can't think quitty, stomp
wanna speak when I hear funk with blue playing pop pipe. Follow her to shoot, baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
The groove is in the heart.
Come on, y'all.
Crazy, man.
Y'all crazy. That was, in fact, D-Light with Groove is in the Heart. A factual statement. A factual statement to be certain. I mean, where did you think groove was? In your knees? No. No. Didn't you just listen to that? It's not, groove is in the knees. Yeah, that's not how it works. The way it works is this. Every single day at 1930 UTC... you get to hear this, the Dubious Goals Committee, with me. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and mostly I'm a tea-drinking fool, which means that I have to go make tea right now, so I'm going to end my radio show. And how do we do that? Well, I guess I just say okay, goodbye, then press this button.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.